Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company counsels with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you.
The cattle futures market today fell on hard times here. We finished 55 lower in December live cattle, and that was actually the strongest month on the board. It was 118.77. February's were down $1.20, April down $1.62, June down $1.85. And then feeder cattle were 3 to 350 lower here, with January down 345 at 139.15. Seems like the market's working back towards some retracement levels here. At 139, you know, we're roughly $7 or $8 off the high. The high was 147.77 back on November the 12th. 50% is 136.95, so we're about $2.40 or $2.50 away from that. So we're almost there on at least the January feeders. After the close at 2 p.m. this afternoon, we have a cattle on feed report. The estimates are 101% on feed. Placements 112% of last year. So we typically get a big spike of placements in October, but this is right up there with the highest we've seen. It's the second highest if it is estimated where we think it's going to be. It's the second highest since 2010. So a really big placement number there. And then marketed right at 100% in the month of October. So that's after the close. Also, we have a cold storage report at the same time, 2 p.m. today.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
The 2020 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show will be deep in the heart of Texas, San Antonio. It's the cattle industry's biggest convention with education, networking, and fun. Plus, you can check out the huge NCBA Trade Show, outstanding entertainment, and much more. So make your plans and be there for the 2020 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show, February 5th through the 7th. Details at ncba.org.
The grain futures market finished today mixed. We had corn unchanged to a penny lower. Soybeans continue to slide here. They were down about 5 cents. Kansas City wheat and Chicago wheat both up 5 to 6. Cotton futures today regained some losses yesterday. They were up 82 in December at 62.66 there on the December cotton. We had some strength in the outside factors today, such as the stock market. The Dow Jones was up 112, 27,860. S&P futures up about just under 5 points at 3108. So we're still knocking on the door of contract highs here for the Dow Jones and equity markets. There seems to be a lot of optimism in the equity market going in here to this retail season or Christmas season where typically retailers do pretty well. But if you look back at the agriculture and grain stuff, there's still no real progress on China despite some positive headlines out of both China and the U.S. this morning. Things sort of seem like they're going in a good favor, but if you really get down to it, we're really not any further along than we were a year ago or more. So we'll just keep watching that and keep hoping something happens. Next week, we've got a strange week with the holiday in the week and then also first notice day for the December grains on Friday. So pay attention to what happens on the front end of the grain markets.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. It may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.